The system has taken a lot of things away from me.
Do you wish you were able to work?
Definitely, yeah. I would show my children that, they want their dad to be going out from home every morning, you see. But still, when I'm not working, I still tell them I'm working, just to make them feel that they have a normal dad and a normal mom.
So you have to tell them a white lie, really?
Yeah. I tell a lot of white lies to them.
Do you ever want to wish you could go home?
I always wish I could go home because I love my country and I want to make changes on my country so that people like us don't have to flee our country and go on another country and ask for asylum. And then another country says, we don't want you here.
Is that how you feel, that people in the UK don't want you here?
Yeah, because government represents the parliament and they are elected people.
And what about people locally? You live in Stoke-on-Trent. How do people locally respond to you?
The local people are very good to us. And there's so much contrast between the government and the local people. I don't understand why.
Do you think that attitudes towards people like yourself seeking asylum would be different if you were allowed to work? Do you think that some people see it that perhaps you take money but don't give money?
Yeah, because they see us at home, they feel as if we don't want to go to work. But I can't just carry a paper and display it on the street saying that it's not that I don't want to go. It's not that I'm not allowed to go to work.
Would you like the fact that one day you might be able to tell the truth to your children to say, Daddy's going out to work this morning?
Definitely. And that, I think that will make a difference on my life and on their life as well.
So presumably they probably think you're at work now.
That's correct. Well, I had been volunteering for the Staffordshire Fire and Rescue Service, but apparently the Home Office didn't want asylum seekers doing any voluntary work. So they went to the headquarters and asked to stop me.
Doing what kind of role?
I was doing a lot of home fire and risk checks because I'm involved heavily with Sanctus. I know a lot of attendees here and I know how their cultures are, and I was a mediator to fix fire alarms at their homes.
How long were you doing it for?
Almost 6 or 7 months, and they have asked me not to wear the uniform.
How does that make you feel?
It really feels very degrading. It really feels like, well, we are just exercising our right, human right to seek asylum. And then it feels like we are being punished for seeking asylum.
And when you're not able to work, I suppose volunteering was your way of trying to give.
Correct, yeah. And the fire service was very happy about it.
What argument have the government given as to why you can't volunteer?
Because you don't have leave to remain in this country. You are not allowed to do paid or unpaid voluntary work.
Does that make sense to you?
It doesn't make, because I was not earning any money from there. It's like they want me to sit at home but don't work. What difference it makes? Well, because I was only trying to help others. There might be people who really don't want to do anything, you know. And if I want to do something, what's harm on that?